This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
I wanted to talk this morning about depression, the black dog, so to speak. So we've got our Bard Ben coming on very shortly with a piece that he has penned that absolutely brought a tear to my eye. Just an absolutely beautiful. In fact, it's the best work he's done for us, in my opinion. It's just absolutely. And it made me start thinking about depression, the black dog, and how so many, particularly men in rural areas, just feel ashamed about this. So first up, before we talk to Ben and hear this piece that he has penned, I thought we'd talk to Dr. Alex Bernhardi, our medicine lady here on Fab FM. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Paul.
Depression, the black dog. What brings it on, do you feel?
So part of depression cases obviously come from unresolved grief or after a traumatic event that has not been resolved properly. So a loss of a loved one or a traumatic event like a natural disaster, loss of the farm, anything like that. However, we also see an emerging number of cases of depression for what we call no obvious reason. There was not a specific incident that has brought it on. And that's of a very big concern. And we expect actually that the number of cases is rising and rising. It will become the leading cause of chronic disease very shortly. One theory, and I think we are still, you know, looking into this phenomenon. One way of thinking is that the stress that we perceive these days in our society is sort of like an ongoing chronic stress, unlike in the past when stress was an acute event and then it was resolved and people were able to fall back to a normal level. Unlike this in the past, our stress in our society these days, which comes from a lot of different areas, is chronic. And if the body and the mind does not have enough downtime, then it turns into this ongoing inflammation and stress response. And we think that this is part of the reasons why it is affecting more and more people in the moment.
Yes, and it's a terrible thing too. And of course, we've seen people take their own lives, which is, you know, to do this. I mean, that is a terrible way to end your life, because it not only, it may be over for you, but for the people you leave behind, there's all that stress. And I suppose when you look at it too, while that person is experiencing depression, the people around them are being affected as well. So this is a domino effect, isn't it?
It is absolutely a domino effect, and it is not only obviously tragic for the individual and for the family, but it also is a real economic issue for the family, but for society as well. Mm. Not that that should be the main focus,
sure,
but it has definitely a lot of knock-on effects and huge implications for the functioning of a society.
Mm.
And the point probably to make really is that depression can hit really anybody through all age groups and through all socioeconomic levels. So I know doctors who have depression as well, and sometimes it can be really difficult to step forward and really, you know, try and seek help, because there's still a little bit of a perceived stigma around it.
That's
right. I think that is really important that we try and make that obvious, that it's nothing bad to admit or to think, oh, I might have depression, I might need help.
exactly right. I was going to ask you that next question about seeking advice, because a lot of men, particularly men on the land, you know, they're the big Aussie, yeah. you know, farmer and, you know, I'm a tough guy and all of that. And, of course, when they get depression or the black dog, they, you know, they don't want to go to the mates because they think their mates will think they're weak. But in actual fact, that is a sign of strength, is reaching out to your mates.
Yes, and it is, it's a survival mode, really, because you do need help. And often often there can be also physical lifestyle issues that if you start modifying them, that already can help. But just to have a chat to anybody, in fact, to start with, is the best and the easiest step. And then from there on, it is not so much of an effort anymore to maybe, if you have internet, you can, you know, start looking at online resources.
Yes.
Obviously, if you have access to a GP is definitely a person to go to. And in many communities, they've got social workers or, you know, counsellors in community and neighbourhood centres as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, just terrific. And just letting people know, Beyond Blue, of course, a wonderful organisation. I've had a lot to do with it. 1300 224636. But if you go to their website, you'll find the Black Dog Institute. There's Carers Australia. There's Embrace Multicultural Mental Health. There's Headspace, Kids Helpline as well, Men's Line Australia, Head to Health, Mindspot Clinic. It goes on and on and on with the help there. So back in the old days, there was no help, Alex. These days there is. And can I just mention too that, and this is a good time to mention it, we're talking about Police Remembrance Day now. The police who have died in the line of duty, we remember them today in the Douglas Shire. But apart from the people and the police officers who've been killed, there's been many police officers and people in our emergency services, ambulance and others, who've taken their own lives because, you know, a job like a police officer or in some of the emergency services, they see some horrible, horrible things in their life. They have to go to terrible accidents. They have to meet with people who, you know, just dreadful situations. And of course, many police officers and emergency people have taken their own lives because of that. That is an incredibly stressful job to be in as a police officer or an emergency service person. Is that right, Alex?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think it is the discrepancy between on the outside when you've got your job hat on to be the person in charge, to be, you know, you need to appear strong and under control, but then obviously these people are just human beings as well, and what happens then, you know, after hours, that definitely needs to be addressed, and they feel like any other normal person as well. And so it's really important that many of these organizations or, you know, employers, they do have in-house services for psychological counseling. And I think we just need to embrace more and more a philosophy that we just need to see that as part of our normal life, that we need to talk more about what's happening, and that we need to learn to easily accept the help that's out there.
Yes, the hand that reach out to you. Thank you, Dr. Alex, very much. You have a good day.
Thank you very much. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Dr. Alex Bernhardi, who's our medicine lady. She's every Wednesday at 2 o'clock here in the studio with Gazza, of course. Now, right after this song, I'll be talking to Ben, the bard from the scrub, with the piece that he has penned on the black dog. And I shed a tear just listening to it. It is absolutely remarkable and something that I will keep and I will play on the station from time to time.
Inside I'm blue, so take a good look at seeming like I'm having fun. Although she may be cute, she's just a substitute, because you're the permanent one. So take a good look at my face. Oh, you see my smile.
Smokey Robinson. The tracks of my tears. Outwardly I'm smiling and happy, but inside I'm blue. Yes, and that's what we're talking about this morning. Thought I'd touch on the subject of the black dog of depression. And we heard from Dr. Alex Bernhardi, who was telling us a little bit about it. And people listening in this morning would be suffering from depression. It just works out the stats like that. There'd be people listening in this morning saying, Paul, yeah, or thinking to themselves, yeah, that's exactly how I am. But don't be afraid to go forward to call Beyond Blue. I'll give those numbers again before the segment's over. But basically, reach out to your mates, because they're not mates if they don't want to help you, if they make fun of you or something like that. That's not going to happen. Most people today, particularly people on the land, care about each other. And if you're suffering from that, seek help as quickly as you can. Don't let it get to a stage where you're thinking of taking your own life, which has happened many, many times, particularly out on the land where you know, they've lost property, or the drought, or, you know, the bank account's taken a hit, and you think it's you know, it'll never get any better. Well, of course, we know over time things get better. And we live in a country where, you know, there are other people and neighbours who reach out, people who love you. But anyway, all of this was brought on when Ben sent me out of the blue, pardon the pun, sent me out of the blue this beautiful piece that he wrote about the black dog. It's an absolute cracker. And Ben joins me now, the bard from the scrub. G'day, Ben.
G'day, Paul. How you going? Hey, listen, I was listening to that doc, mate. What a wonderful lady. You know, she's come out and she said exactly what I did on there. Every man has a need to cry and every man has a need to talk, and it doesn't mean you're weak, mate.
Exactly right. Now, look, I hope it doesn't embarrass you. Have you suffered from the black dog yourself? Is this a personal thing, or have you seen friends that have suffered from it?
No, Paul, look, I've never suffered from the black dog. I mean, I've got a chain with bloody 10-inch links and the bars are tied up to the tree. he can't get off. But I've lost a child, and I've been through all that sort of thing. And but some people say I'm too tough to bloody rust even, but that's not the point. The point is I learn how to talk to people, and I learn how to communicate. And if I'm in trouble, I'll have a cry and I'll put my arms around someone and say, "Hey, mate, I need help." And that's why I get around it, and then I write, and I write, and I write.
All right, mate, let's have a listen without any further ado to what you've written. As I said, mate, I think it's your best piece you've written for us, that's for sure. But anyway, here is Ben, and this is the piece that he has penned on the black dog. Here it comes.
This is called You Can Cry. There comes a time in every bloke's life when that rotten, bloody black dog comes along to bite him in the bum. One of those days, midwinter it was, when I felt that rotten mongrel, after going to the postbox, found all that windowed mail. You see, the drought had bitten hard. The wind had howled all night long, blowing dust, The bit of work I had managed to grab had dried, then shriveled, and blew away with the dust. The wife was sad. The kids all were hungry. The ute sitting in the drive, out of fuel. Couldn't face the wife, nor the hungry kids. Found my favourite Kero drum and settled in the sun. That windowed mail I shuffled in my hand. Stopped. Looked at the top one from the bank. Inside me that rotten black mongrel took hold. Inside me dwelled that hollow, helpless pang. Nobody could see me. I flung the windows away. I let out a long, low, helpless groan. Nobody could see me. I let the tears flow to drip upon the barren, dry, dusty ground. From somewhere inside me, from God knows where, this big, reliable, rugged Aussie man let out another groan. Then the tears, they began to flood, hard, wet. My body quivered as that black dog moment took hold. Couldn't work out how to handle this. Too proud. Stood too long, tall, cracking jokes at the bar. Couldn't let anybody see me in a weak moment. Ah, come on, you're a sissy, they would say. Through my pain, I felt the presence of another. Standing somewhere near, silent, waiting for me. Through my watered eyes, I saw my dear dad, his hand outstretched, begging me to stand. I did on feeble, shaking, wobbly legs. He placed his arms around me and gave me a hug. It's all right, son. You can cry. Get the mongrel out. I hadn't seen my dad for nigh on 30 years. As my sobbing ebbed, the shaking slowed right down. His calming voice whispered in my ear the words I needed to hear to make the mongrel gone. I should have done, my son, what you just have all those years ago. For you see, I have learned every man, no matter how tough, has a need to cry, has a need to talk, to chase that mongrel away. Make me a cuppa. We'll sort this mess right out. Every man has a need to cry. It doesn't make you weak. And every man has a need to talk, to share his life's heavy load.
Wow. Ben, congratulations. That is a remarkable piece, mate, a remarkable piece.
Thanks, mate. I donated it to the Black Dog Institute. I put it on Facebook and it's gone worldwide, that piece, as a video.
Oh, mate, I could visualise it, because you've written it so beautifully. I could visualise the farmer sitting down on that drum, just with the tears hitting that barren earth. You painted a real picture in our minds. It was just a beautiful... When I heard that, mate, I shed a tear myself, and I thought, this is the best thing you've written. Well, certainly for us, you've written some magnificent pieces over the years, but this one's an absolute cracker, mate.
Yeah, it's... I've just had an unfortunate instance down in Jamestown, just down the road from us, about 50, 60 k's away. I've got a mate down there who's a front bar manager. And the fellow that owns the hotel, his wife at 37 years of age, had her 19-year-old son came home the other day and found her in the bar full of pills and full of grog. And that hit me pretty hard.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no need for it. If somebody would just reach out and admit they've got a problem, this is one of our problems. This is why men don't go to doctors, because they think they're going to be seen to be weak. But I reached out to a doctor on Saturday morning. I got a staph infection, my jaw, my ear, and I was going a downhill spiral. If I hadn't have gone, I probably wouldn't have been here today. I ended up at hospital on a drip for 3 or 4 days.
Dear
idea. I got out of hospital and I sent that straight to you the moment I got out of hospital. And, mate, reach out, please, people. Reach out and say, help me. I'm in trouble. I need help. That's the best thing I can say.
Absolutely. Absolutely, mate. No, you're a wonderful man. You're a great human being. And listen, Bruce C. has just texted me in, Bruce Clark. He said, I have a tear in my eye. Thanks, Ben, from Bruce C.
Very good. Thank you, Bruce. That was wonderful, mate.
No, you're wonderful. Thank you, mate. And, you know, you are a tough bastard, aren't you? You really are.
So they tell me. See you, mate.
Bye, mate. That is Ben, the bard from The Scrub. Now, if you need to seek help, Beyond Blue is a fantastic organisation. 1-300-222-4636. That's 1-300-222-4636.